Thousands of civilians are fleeing the disputed northern Iraqi city of Kirkuk as Iraqi government forces take control amid soaring tensions over last month's Kurdish vote for independence. Vehicles are stuck in a massive traffic jam, which in some places is six lanes wide. And Kurdish officials have accused the Iraqi army of carrying out a multi-pronged attack, reporting heavy clashes on the city's outskirts. But a spokesman for Iraq's state-backed militias says they've encountered little resistance, and the US is urging two of its key allies in the battle against the Islamic State group to avoid any escalation in the conflict. Barney Porter reports.
Civilians and federal troops have pulled down Kurdish flags in Kirkuk. The governor has fled to Erbil, the capital of Iraq's autonomous Kurdish zone, and Kirkuk's residents are celebrating. A spokesman for Iraq's state-sanctioned militias says they've achieved all their goals. Ahmed al-Assadi is with the Shiite militia al-Hasad al-Sha'abi. The joint military operation was launched at dawn and progressed well, he says. As the troops approached one area, they were confronted by some rebels who tried to hinder their progress. Our troops returned fire and silenced them. Cap Barzan Jabba is a Kurdish Peshmerga fighter and has a view from the other side. I was on the front line, he says. The government militia started its attack with heavy weapons and we didn't have the capabilities to confront them. They are the same weapons that America gave the militia and the Iraqi army, and they've turned them against us. And as always, there are the non-fighters who have been caught up in yet another dispute. Yusuf Ismail is one of them. We have nothing to do with all this, but the kids were terrified, he says. We were afraid that there would be explosions, that mortars and shells would fall on us. That's what I'm worried about. I have kids. Just weeks ago, both sides were fighting as allies in northern Iraq against the Islamic State group. The US has called for calm, hoping to avert an all-out conflict between Baghdad and the Kurds that would open an entirely new front in Iraq's 14-year-old civil war and potentially draw in regional powers such as Turkey and Iran. President Donald Trump.
We don't like the fact that they're clashing. We're not taking sides, but we don't like the fact that they're clashing. Let me tell you, we've had for many years very good relationship with the Kurds, as you know, and we've also been on the side of Iraq, even though we should have never been in there in the first place. We should never have been there, but we're not taking sides in that battle.
When Iraq's armed forces crumbled in the face of the IS advance in 2014, Kurdish forces moved into Kirkuk to secure the city and its surrounding oil wells. The Kurds consider Kirkuk the heart of their homeland, even though it's more than 30 kilometres outside their autonomous region in northeast Iraq. The Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says he's simply reclaiming the city. Maha Yahya is the director of the Carnegie Middle East Center.
I think the Kurds' strategic mistake was including Kirkuk in the referendum. According to the Iraqi constitution, Kirkuk the status of Kirkuk was to be a subject of an independent referendum in and of itself to see how it would be dealt with. You have three different entities that are involved in Kirkuk and that have significant influence in the city. That's the central government, the Kurds, but also the Turkey through its Turkmen population. Plus there are the oil fields. So the status of Kirkuk already is a very... disputed.
But she says it all came down to timing.
To have gone ahead with the referendum at a time when everybody was advising against it, at a time when the country, Iraq, is facing such a fractious situation and is on the defensive, was in many ways, yes, the Iraqi state is weak, but it's also very strong and is in a very defensive mood. So it was a wrong moment, if you like, to escalate things in this way.
Perhaps significantly, the Iraqi move comes as US-backed forces in Syria say they now control Islamic State's one-time capital of Raqqa, with only a few dozen militants reported to be remaining in the city. And in a region renowned for complicated ties and alliances, often depending on one's immediate goals, Iraq's central government is gaining support from several obvious sources. Neighbours Iran, Syria and Turkey also have Kurdish populations, and therefore are also reluctant to see sections hived off their countryside to help create a new independent Kurdistan. In the meantime, the Peshmerga says Baghdad will be made to pay what it's described as a heavy price for triggering war on the Kurdish people.
Barney Porter.